Anytime we speak, we're singing. We unconsciously vary our rhythm and tonality to create our own unique songs. And with enough practice, you can tune this performance to have more meaning.
Music and speech are two primary forms of communicating with each other in kind of rich and nuanced and complex ways.
That's Dr. Ani Patel, a music psychologist at Tufts University. He's been studying how music and human speech overlap in our brains.
One of the interesting things is that they sound very different. No one would ever confuse the sound of a cello playing a solo with the sound of a person talking. Yet what an increasing amount of research is showing is that within our brains and our minds, there's more overlap than you might think in how we process those two types of signals, whether it's the rhythm or the melody or the structure.
Take, for example, this next clip. It's a famous speech that's been turned into musical data and played by a piano. See if you can guess the speech. Here it is again, with a hint.
Ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
And here's that same clip played through a digital whistle. And to be clear, the original speech file is not playing along with this. This is all data.
Ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.